Today's verse is Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Today's verse is another Romans verse, the third one this week in as many days. And similar to Monday and Tuesday's verses, this short verse, Romans 5:8, powerfully captures a core truth of our Christian faith in such a concise way. It would do us well to reread it a few times, memorize it, and pray through it. As a way of reflecting on this verse, I thought we could look at the four spiritual laws and see how we see each element of this in this single verse. The four spiritual laws is a tool to communicate what the gospel is. So when evangelizing on the streets or trying to explain what we believe in to a friend, the four spiritual laws can be a simple way to do so. The first spiritual law is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. We see this truth of God's love for us in the first phrase, but God shows his love for us. This is a central part of our faith, but let's pause here and let that soak in again. God loves us. The creator of the universe loves us. As a father loves his child, God loves us in that way. He loves us even more than a father loves a child. Furthermore, God says that he shows his love for us. The love that God has for us is not just written about in the Bible, but it is demonstrated on the cross. The second spiritual law is that man is sinful and therefore separated from God. This verse talks about what God did while we were still sinners. Part of the problem of sin is that we don't realize, or we forget easily, just how sinful we are. However, no matter how good we think we are, no matter how hard we try, we fall short of God's standard of good. Monday's verse from Romans a couple chapters ago makes this clear, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." As we look upon the cross, let's remember how helpless we once were in our sin. In my life, a sin that I struggled with a lot before coming to know Jesus, and sometimes that I still struggle with, is in trying to find my worth by comparing myself to others. On certain occasions, I'd feel great when I do more work than others or get a better grade than those around me. But this results in pride. And on the other end, when the opposite happens, when I'd lose to somebody in some way, that would often lead to jealousy and anger. Of course, both ends of this, pride and jealousy, fall short of God's standard. Sin, just like that, separates us from our perfect God. Moving along, the third spiritual law is that Jesus Christ is God's only provision for our sin. Through Jesus, we can have our sins forgiven and restore a right relationship with God. Where we see this in Romans 5:8 is towards the end. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were falling short and actually hurting him with our actions, Christ died for us. Jesus took the punishment on the cross that we deserved, so that we could be forgiven for our sins, and so that we could see his love for us. And the fourth and final spiritual law is we must place our faith in Jesus as Savior to receive the gift of salvation and know God's wonderful plan for our life. The why behind Romans 5:8 is that God desires to gift us a new relationship with him, a renewed relationship with him, one that lasts beyond our time on earth. The verses right after this talk about being saved from the wrath of God and now being able to instead be reconciled with him and enjoy the peace of God. If we have accepted God's tremendous gift of grace, then we are to be walking much different lives than before we knew him, because now we're walking with God. I encourage us to take a step back and remember these basic truths of our Christian faith. Let's remember how when we were sinners, when we were separated from God, Jesus died for us. In doing so, we have been given this amazing gift of being in a relationship with God again, as He desires and as He intended for us. Let's respond in thanksgiving and in living in a way that shows our love back for Him. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this verse. Thank you that we could memorize it and just reflect on that and remember again that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for showing your love for us in this way. We thank you for the cross. God, I pray that today, that this truth would impact us with the way that we treat others, with the way that we view ourselves, with the way that we view you. God, in light of this verse, we can't just keep you at an arm's distance, or we can't think that you're not present in our lives, because God, when we were at our worst, you came and paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. Lord, we thank you, and we lift up the rest of this Passion Week to you. In Jesus' name we pray.